I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A preliminary report from the National Weather Service confirms an EF2 tornado was within the supercell storm system that came through Ouachita Parish Monday. An assessment team from the service was in the area Tuesday gathering information on the path and damage from the storm. The report notes that the tornado reached up to 125 mile hour per winds over a 9 mile path, and that extended up to 300 yards wide as it moved across the parish Monday morning. The report reads in part saying that the tornado had a northeast track towards West Monroe and over Parkwood Drive, where considerable EF2 damage was observed to a 100-foot television transmission tower. It continued its northeast track into the heart of West Monroe, and West Monroe High School was in the direct path of the tornado and received significant roof damage to a number of buildings. The tornado continued east-northeast, crossing the Ouachita River and heading into Monroe's Garden District. In that area, the tornado was determined to be at its widest at roughly 300 yards. Then the storm lifted as it moved near the intersection of Lammy Lane and Armand Street. However, still significant to sporadic wind damage was noted along a wide swath on the east side of the path of the storm. The University of Louisiana Monroe has closed classes for today. ULM President Nick Bruno says power at the university will be shut down as crews perform tests trying to restore electricity to surrounding neighborhoods. Faculty and students continue to recover from Monday's storm. ULM student Dakota Ratley says the sudden strong storm came as a surprise.
It seemed like it happened so fast. It just seemed like it was going to be a regular cloudy day, and then suddenly it just got really bad.
Down tree limbs scattered the campus in the storm's aftermath. Ratley says his car could not avoid some of the debris blown across parking areas.
I have a crack in my windshield, but other than that, I'm okay. My girlfriend, however, had both her driver's side windows shattered.
A number of vehicles were damaged from large limbs. No injuries to faculty or students at the university were reported following the storm. A group of Tulane scientists are working at a feverish pace to develop a finger prick test to quickly determine if a patient has the Ebola virus. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the team's work.
Dr. Robert Gary, Tulane professor of microbiology and immunology, says the current test for Ebola is not safe for healthcare workers and the results take several days. But Gary says they are using a finger stick to test for Ebola that could produce results within 15 minutes.
A few more weeks, we should have enough results to go to the federal government.
Gary says a fast and safe way to test for Ebola can go a long way towards keeping this deadly disease from spreading.
So we hope to be able to test the people on the spot so that we can shut down the outbreak right now.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
An inmate who escaped Monday in Carencro has been found. Carencro Police Chief Carlos Stout says his department worked through the night on leads of 28-year-old Brian Pete's whereabouts, which led them to a house in Bro Bridge early Tuesday. Pete, who was not armed, was arrested without incident and booked into the Lafayette Parish Correctional Center. No arrests have been made for aiding or harboring a fugitive, but he says the investigation remains ongoing. Pete escaped from Caldwell Parish deputies who were transporting several inmates from Lafayette to prison. Pete escaped from a van parked at a gas station in Carencro while one deputy used the restroom and the other was pumping gas. The KEDM weather forecast: mostly sunny skies during the afternoon, the high today in the mid-70s. This is KEDM News.